Good morning. We're going to try this again. Last time I tried this, is a little bit hectic, but we have a smaller crowd today. So I want to ask all the children to come on up. Parents, you can bring your children. We're going to see how this goes. Hey, buddy. I'm not Santa. You can sit down. Good morning. Guys, hey. Oh, we got some more. All right. I guess I could. Here, I'll take this one. Reuben, he's going to be my little buddy today. Say hi, Reuben. All right. Guys, do you know what today is? Christmas. Did you open presents already? All right, did you get something really cool? You got an axolotl? Yeah, I'm not excited about that. You got a big one? What'd you get? A big house. Are you going to live in it? A big house? What'd you get? A tractor? That does not surprise me at all. You guys feel kind of sad that we had to come to church today? Yeah, a little sad. It seems that coming to church on Christmas doesn't really seem like fun. Much rather be playing with our new toys. But you guys know why we celebrate Christmas? Thomas? To celebrate that Jesus was born. This is the reason that we come to church, is because God sent Jesus down to earth from us. And now, on this day, this is the day that we remember that. This is the day we celebrate it, which is why we give gifts on that this day. Because on this day, God gave us the greatest gift ever. Ow, not a kick in the foot. Jesus. And so every Christmas, hey guys, can we not fight? Every Christmas, we give gifts because God gave us the greatest gift. Now I got something cool for you guys. I've got presents for you. So I got one for, hold on, wait, we'll pass one out. Emery. And we got one for Thomas. And we got one for, not here, Philip. Nope, that one actually has your name on it. Got one for Joanna. And we got one for Rachel. You have two for Emery. Oh, there are two Emerys? Okay. Leah. And we got one for Reuben. So here you go, Reuben. You can eat that. Oh, here it is. It fell out. All right, here you go, Hunter. So what do you guys, I want you guys all help me say one thing to everybody. You ready? We're going to say Merry Christmas. God loves you. You ready? One, two, three. Merry Christmas! God loves you. All right, guys, we go back to our seats. No presents for you guys, sorry. Had to be this tall to ride. Good. Pick your trash, guys. I'm going to get in trouble. You're picking up all the trash? Okay, thank you. Isn't this a great holiday? So many great things to celebrate. We're not going to sing right now. I was thinking a lot about this holiday and what I wanted to do. And about 2 months ago, I turned to Rachel and I said, you know, I think I want to get all the kids a gift. And I think they would just love that. Because this is the reason we're here. This is officially the day Christmas. How many of you have been waiting for it day after day as the weeks come? How many parents are excited as the kids were excited to get up on Christmas morning and open presents? Who had that excitement this morning? Like, everyone who's not a kid did not have that excitement. I don't believe you. I know you guys were excited for this. Even I, where I watched, I opened three presents this morning, and I was so excited to get those presents, and Philip was like, oh, look, I got this. And then he woke up, and he's like, I got this. Because I think Andy Williams, you guys know Andy Williams? Great singer. I think he was right. This is the most wonderful time of year. Everything about it just seems so much better and so much more joyous. Wrapping Christmas presents, opening Christmas presents, decorating the tree. Rachel has to make sure our tree is absolutely perfect. And that's the number one complaint I've heard this year is about this Christmas tree. Spending time with your family. My family's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, we get it. It's not traditionally Christmas. Jesus probably wasn't born on this day, and yada, yada, yada. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that someday, roughly 2,000 years ago, God said, I'm going to wish the world the best Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It just sounds perfect. Can you imagine saying Christmas without saying Merry, without saying be joyous, be lively, be happy? It is here. And life is so much better that it's here. Because I want to tell you a story, a great and wonderful story that starts with the fact that we screwed up. We screwed up royally. I mean, terribly. Because all, for a moment, thousands and thousands of years ago, everything was right. Everything was perfect. And we, in our best or worst selves, or whatever way you want to look at it, said, you know what this needs? This needs chaos. This needs destruction. This needs to disobey God. And we did that. And for thousands of years, we still have been doing that because that is what we do best. But God said, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to take away that death and destruction, and I am going to mend it. I'm going to make it so much better. But at least for now, you're going to have to live with the consequences of your actions. And God put his plan into motion. And he said, let's make this fixed. Let's make this happen. Let's destroy this. Let's put enmity between the offspring of sin and the offspring of righteousness. For just a moment, that righteousness will be hurt. But ultimately, the sin caused by us is going to be destroyed. And for thousands of years, the world held its breath. The world waited while God said, here's a little bit of it. Here's a little bit of the promise through the law. Here's a little bit of it, of the promise, by learning of the teaching of the prophets. And for even a moment in that thousands of years, God seemed to have halted time from the end of Malachi to the very first beginning of Luke, where God says, in this moment, in the days of Herod, king of Judah, everything is going to change. Everything is going to get better. But it's still going to be a lot of work. There's still going to have to be more death and destruction. But in this moment, for all of humanity that broke it in the very beginning, the mending would take place. With such a simple plan. With a woman who would become a mother. We know two things about her. Her name was Mary. Lots of Marys in the Bible. And that she was a virgin. Seems impossible, right? That's because it is impossible. Everyone knows that it takes two people to create a new life. But God chose this woman and he said, you're going to give birth without the normal process. And she said, how can this be? For I am just a virgin. God says, no, not science. It's not procreation. It is a miracle. And it was a miracle. Because even if it was possible that one person could give birth to another person without going through the act of reproduction, it would never result in a male. It would always be a female, which is why we know that this had to have been a miracle. Conceived of the Holy Spirit. Would you have believed it? Her husband certainly, or her betrothed certainly didn't. And I think he had every right to. If you came up to me, if Rachel came up to me when we were first dating and she said, I'm pregnant, I'd be like, bye, Felicia. Because I know I didn't do it. But God intervened and he created the miracle. And she believed. And in her belief, she magnified the Lord with what is called the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones. And he has exalted those of humble estate. This woman of humble origin, probably lived in a cave. He exalted her. But months would pass. She would go on. This baby would grow in her womb until one night, probably one spring night, not the winter, but that's okay, because like I said, it does not matter. God sent a messenger. And this messenger went to another group of humble orphans, shepherds in the field, who were just doing their job, probably minding their own business. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid. For they too had every right to be afraid, because they had probably never seen anything like this event, and probably would never ever see anything like this event ever again in their lives on this earth. But the messenger gave them a message, not one of fear, because it told them to, what? Fear not. Remember last week? Drop the blanket. Drop the security. For now, God has brought you good news of great joy that will be for all people, not just the Israelites, not just the shepherds, not just the woman. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they rejoiced. And they rejoiced with all the heavenly hosts, with the multitudes. And suddenly they said, glory, glory to God in the highest. They themselves gave their own Magnificat. And they went and they traveled and they found the baby who had just been born lying in a manger. Where did they find him? Not in a palace, but more of in a barn. Or something close to it. But the story keeps going, because this is not the end of the story. This is hour one. Not even day one. Hour one. And 8 days later, that story would go on where that boy would be dedicated at the temple. But months later, more would come. And they would bring him gifts of myrrh, frankincense, and gold. You guys know what myrrh is? I didn't know what myrrh is. I know what gold is. That's pretty obvious. Everyone knows what gold is. Frankincense is used to offer incense at funerals or embalm. It's kind of an embalming material. But myrrh is what you anoint with. Myrrh is for a king. And these magi brought these gifts. My friend growing up, like my parents always had a nativity scene. And my friend growing up, she would have this long table. And here would be the manger and the baby and the angel and Mary and Joseph. And all the way up this end of the table would be the magi. And I'm like, why are they way over here? And she goes, they've got to travel. But travel they did for months, maybe even years. They followed that star to see what we would all know to become the Messiah. It took a long time for people to figure out what they figured out in the first days. All the way up to the point where you get halfway through the book of Mark. And Jesus is walking. He is now a full-grown man. And he says, who do people say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist. Well, you've seen me and John the Baptist at the same time, so you know that's not right. Some say you're Elijah. Well, you're going to see me and Elijah at the same time, so you know that's not right either. Maybe you're one of the other prophets. Okay. Well, who do you say that I am? And Peter, in probably the best moment of his life, said, you are the Christ. You are the risen one. This day is a great day. But this day is for us. This day is for the mending. This day is about the people who would one day hear the story of Jesus and who would listen to it and realize that it is just the beginning of the life, the death, and the resurrection. And hopefully when they hear this story, they will think, what shall we do? What is the response to this day? Because frankly, Christmas has changed in thousands of years. Christmas has changed. Nobody is going to celebrate Christmas the way we are going to celebrate it today, probably 100 years from now. Just like nobody did 100 years before. Maybe more and more it will become about presents or commercialism or Santa Claus, or maybe even go back to its pagan origins that it had 170 years ago, 1,700 years ago. But that doesn't matter. What matters is on this day, at this time, on this place, remember the words of the angel who said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. It's a great story. It's a wonderful story. And it is only the beginning. So buckle in. It's going to get a whole lot better. Merry Christmas, everyone. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way, feel free to come forward as John leads us in songs.